Ali Asghar Soltania is Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency. He is now in London. Ambassador, Iran got uranium enrichment technology from AQ Khan, according to documents, some of Khan's documents, and others as well. Did Iran, as David Albright suggests, acquire blueprints for nuclear weapons from AQ Khan as well?
The first, in fact, assertion was not correct. Therefore, I cannot also agree with you in the second one. As the agency has thoroughly investigated for the last 5 years, and as you noticed, the issue regarding the components, we've got all those from intermediaries, everything is finalized and concluded, as the Director General of IAEA has reported. Therefore, this is an old, obsolete issue that it is raised, either Mr. Albright, whoever, they are not updated with the information. That is all allegations. Unfortunately, some components were received years back, over a decade ago, which were used and contaminated. That is why the whole issue started, if you noticed, 5 years ago. And the root of contamination was those obsolete and used components.
Okay, so just to clarify, you're saying there was some transfer of nuclear technology or the information?
As I said, I categorically reject that any information regarding nuclear weapon or so have been received. This is clearly reported by the IAEA Director General after all visiting and reviewing the documents and even talking to different corners of the world. They concluded that this is not the case, and therefore this is for sure a baseless allegation. They just brought a new issue after they noticed that all outstanding issues are resolved, and the Americans are trying to find the last hope that they would just bring an issue.
We should say it's not just the United States. It's others who also believe that there could be, in fact, this nuclear weapons technology transfer, that it could have taken place.
No, I'm very happy so that you raised also this matter. I just want to refer to the fact that those have been all answered in the annex of the last report of Director General. You can refer to it in the website. Everything is clear. All questions are answered. Please, I want this clarification for you and your distinguished viewers or listeners.
Well, it's incorrect to say that the IAEA is happy with Iran's posture right now. And let me ask you further. How come Iran has turned its nose at the European Union's offer in the form of Javier Solana's offer of a pretty generous package of aid and trade and development incentives, reactor technology, and much more?
I want
if
to
Iran renounces.
Ambassador,
let me just finish. If Iran renounces uranium enrichment, I mean, some people would say this is kind of a dream come true to help your civilian nuclear program, yet Iran is turning away from it.
I immediately, first of all, correct you, permit me to correct you that we have not rejected the package or whatever. The package has been received. We have already given also our package, and their package will be studied carefully by Iran. And as soon as the time permit and there is a political will from the other side, negotiation could start without, of course, any precondition based on two packages.
In terms of uranium enrichment is not necessary as part of a civilian nuclear program. How does it benefit Iran to draw the line there and say it will continue its own uranium enrichment and turn down these international offers of help, including helping to pay the expense? It seems as if, from the outside, it seems as if there's a great cost to that. You know, the risk of more sanctions, diplomatic isolation. So where is the benefit for you and for Iran?
The matter is very simple. As a nuclear physicist and being aware of all technical matters, also being aware of the confidence deficit that we have been facing with the West vis-a-vis West and U.S., I just want to remind you that $2 billion we have spent for Bushehr nuclear power plant, and we have only just received the fuel for the first load, and it means that if they would not give the next fuel after the Bushehr is running, then the whole $2 billion are lost and the electricity is gone. There is no, I want to repeat, please, take due note, there is no internationally negotiated legally binding instrument for assurance of supply. The whole 7 years of negotiation in the IAEA in 1987 collapsed, and I was representing Iran. That was historical mistake by advanced country and industrial countries. if they had agreed on a piece of paper to give legally binding assurance work supply, Iran should have not or did not need to spend so much energy and time. After 20 years of spending the time and spending and making a lot of effort, now we have achieved our activities and we are master of enrichment technology. No one agreed that this is wise to give up now. But of course, we will put everything under international surveillance.
Ambassador, thank you very much.
I wish you all the best. Thank you very much.
Ali Askar Soltania is Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency. We spoke to him from London.